Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepard Today. Here's
Brad Shepard.
A Hadley woman attacked sheriff's deputies with bees. No balloons for Springfield this Thanksgiving. Trick-or-treat in costumes at the Springfield Museum. And special guest Paul Barabani talks about wreaths for the headstones at the Agawam Veterans Ceremony. Welcome to our program. It is the middle of the week, Wednesday, October 19. Mostly sunny day, high of 56. The winds are west 10 to 15 tonight. Mostly clear skies, low of 30. The winds are west-southwest 5 to 10. Ultraviolet index at 3. Humidity, 71%. Now, the city of Chicopee will proudly raise a flag in honor of the National Italian Heritage Month in front of City Hall, 17 Springfield Street, throughout the Italian-American Heritage and Culture Month. They're going to celebrate the rich history and traditions of Italian Americans. Italian immigrants fled poverty, natural disaster, political instability in search of the American dream. Chicopee is proud of the Italians that have settled here and helped the city grow into the diverse community that continues to grow in the fair city of Chicopee. A Hadley woman is facing serious charges after using beehives to attack Hampden County Sheriff's deputies as they, in accordance with state law, enforced an eviction this past week in Longmeadow. Wednesday the 12th, around 9:15 a.m., Rory Susan Woods, 55, of 29 Golden Court, Hadley, pulled up to the scene of an ongoing eviction at 49 Memory Lane in a blue Nissan Xterra. She left a dog in the car and immediately went to manufactured beehives being towed by her SUV and began trying to open the lids to unleash them. As sheriff's deputies tried to stop her, but as the agitated bees started getting out and circling the area, he pulled back. She then smashed the lid, flipped the hive off of the fat bed, making the bees extremely aggressive. They swarmed the area, stung several officers and other innocent bystanders who were nearby. She then put on a professional beekeeper suit to protect herself as she carried a tower of bees near the front door of the home in an attempt to stop the eviction, which has been stop and go for the better part of 2 years. After she carried a beehive close to the front door of the home, she tried to agitate the bees further, and she was arrested by sheriff's deputies and booked by the Western Mass Regional Women's Facility. Miss Woods is facing 4 counts of assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, 3 counts of assault by means of a dangerous weapon, and a disorderly conduct charge. When the sheriff's office gets a first notice relative to an eviction, called a notice to quit, while having any actual removal, they reach out to the person and ask how they can help. The staff offers assistance to everything that can lead to a safe eviction. I don't think they encountered a swarm of bees being dispatched to them in the past, but then again, I don't know. The parade of the big balloons has been a holiday tradition for decades in Springfield, with giant, colorful, helium-filled characters floating down Main Street. Well, due to the worldwide helium shortage, the Spirit of Springfield will not be able to present the 2022 Parade of the Big Balloons. Helium is used to cool MRI machines and scientific equipment and enables semiconductor manufacturing and lifts weather balloons, allowing meteorologists to make forecasts. The U.S. Weather Service is reducing weather balloons, and scientists are stopping some experiments. Helium is the second most abundant element in the universe, but on Earth, well, it's rare. Helium is produced as a byproduct of natural gas refinement around the world, and some of the largest producers have been closed. The plant in Texas closed to a possible leak. A facility in Russia closed due to a fire. The Parade of the Big Balloons has been held on Main Street on the day after Thanksgiving, with the Springfield's own Cat in the Hat balloon leading the procession, and Santa arriving high atop Springfield Fire Department's ladder. Well, sadly, not this year. Now, in just a moment, we'll be joined by our special guest, Paul Barabani, the president of the Friends of the Veterans Memorial Cemetery at Agawam, to talk about wreaths across America and how you can participate. But first, the Springfield Museums present an out-of-this-world Halloween. This will be Saturday, the 29th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. can wear your best costumes, trick-or-treat in the museum galleries, and participate in activities inspired by the Card Tricks Salvador Dali and the Art of Playing Cards exhibit and the Josh Simpson Visionary Explorations in Glass exhibit, all free with museum admission. As you explore the grounds of the museums, you will discover different ways to celebrate art, science, and Halloween in captivating, imaginative ways. The region is saddened to learn of the passing of former Springfield Fire Commissioner Dennis Ledger. During the Vietnam War, Dennis served our country in the United States Army. Dennis was a rehab counselor at Worcester State Hospital for over 30 years, retiring in November due to illness. He truly enjoyed his work, patients, and co-workers. In his spare time, Dennis was an active member of the Knights of Columbus, as well as the Masons. Dennis served the Springfield Fire Department for more than 43 years. He was first appointed June 13, 1977, and assigned to Engine 10, Group T, on North Main Street. Ledger later became the first public information officer and commissioner, and for the last 20 years of his career. He retired in 2020 after a service-connected injury. Dennis was 60.
A pleasure for me to welcome a special guest right now on our program. This is Paul Narivani. If you're not familiar with Paul, and you probably are, he's been very involved with the lives of our veterans, from the Holyoke Soldiers Home at one time to the organization known as the Friends of the Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Agawam. Paul, welcome to Pioneer Valley Radio.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
I wanted to contact you to see if you could give me a little more information about a program that's not a new program. You've had it running for some time, called Wreaths Across America. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is. It's a national nonprofit that actually started in 2005, or 2007, excuse me. And at that time, it was in response to being a photograph that was posted at Arlington of wreaths that the owner of the Worcester Wreath Company had brought to Arlington since 1992, but nobody knew about it. Somebody saw the photo, put it on the internet, it went viral. Cemeteries across the country called and said, we want to do that at our cemetery. And thus, the nonprofit, Wreaths Across America was formed, in 2007. The, first time that the Agawam Cemetery became involved with it was 2011. And at that time, there was only 150 wreaths that were sponsored and put on, you know, 150 headstones at Agawam. Right now, there's approximately 12,000 people resting at Agawam, and about 9,200 of them being veterans. For the past, since 2017, every headstone at Agawam has been covered with a wreath. So we've come a long way. 150 years ago, you know, to like 9,000 is what our goal is for this year.
That's just absolutely amazing, and what a wonderful and worthwhile program that it is. It just simply adds to the serenity and the beauty of that particular resting place. And I think I mentioned to you before we started talking or earlier that my father rests there, and I think you said yours did too.
That is correct. And let me just jump in there that in 2015, when my father passed away, that was in October, and I went on Wreaths Across America in knowing of the program at the cemetery, ordered some wreaths, took my grandson, and we went there to put wreaths at my father's headstone. Little did I know that the decision had been made that there aren't enough to cover all of the headstones, and certain ones were done, but since that was a new section, that none were going out there. And it was a terrible feeling, you know, for me and my grandson to be standing there and say, what? How can this be? And that may be, in my mind, something that motivates me to say, no, that's not right. We have to have one for each and every deserving and desiring veteran. And fortunately, it has happened for the last 4 years. Last year, our back was right up against the wall at the end, but the public came through. This year, again, I think that we're gonna do well and be able to cover each of the grades.
So you do have a number, a total number of reads that you're looking to place.
Right. 9,200 is the number that we need for this year's program. Last year was 8,500. So, you know, grown by 700. And there's a constant ceremonies and service of veterans being put to rest at the cemetery. So it's increased by 700 since last year. But once again, we're confident that we will achieve that. And again, you and I understand the sanctity of the grounds at the cemetery, the absolutely honorable ceremony that is done, you know, with volunteers. The firing detail, which fires the volley at each and every service, it's a group of veterans who volunteer. I've got a member of our organization, the Friends of the Agawam Cemetery, that an Air Force veteran. He's participated in over 9,000 ceremonies, you know, as a member of the firing detail. That just shows you the commitment that that veteran has for us. And, you know, that's our with the Friends, is to, you know, help support the cemetery and reach across America. Again, their intent is, and their slogan is remember the fallen, honor those that serve and their families, and then teach the next generation about the value of freedom. And that's what we try to do, help them promote that message.
So very important. So where are you at right now in terms of the number of wreaths you have and what do you need?
Well, this morning we're at about 56% of our goal. That leaves a deficit of just over 4,000 wreaths. Thinking that I did want to, you know, make mention that I actually visited Wreaths Across America in August of this year and participated in an event up there. Got to meet Merrill Wister, the person who you know, started this whole thing. And then his vision is really to have a wreath at every veteran's grave throughout the world. And so what started with him bringing 5,000 wreaths to Arlington in 1992, he had excess wreaths and didn't want to just dispose of them, so he brought them to Arlington, and that was the beginning of the process, and it wasn't until 2007 that they became a nonprofit. But again, his goal is to do that. And at this time, Wreaths Across America is actually in over 3,000 cemeteries throughout the United States, and they've expanded to Europe, and over 10,000 were placed at the cemetery at Normandy, where we know so many of our soldiers and servicemen, you know, were buried, you know, in World War II. So they're expanding. Again, his goal is to have it across the nation. So yesterday, I met with the Director of Veterans Services, the Cemetery Commission in my hometown of Chicopee, and representatives of different nonprofits and organizations, fraternal organizations, veteran organizations, to say, it's great what we're doing at AGWA, but you know, leave no veteran behind. Let's look at the number of people who were buried in our local cemeteries, you know, for years and years up until 2001 when AGWAM opened. And in Chicopee alone, there's I believe it's 7,500 veterans that are buried in our cemetery. So I think that there are groups that are going to form up, you know, sponsorships for with Wreaths Across America, and they're going to begin a campaign, again, I think, in 7 to 9 cemeteries in Chicopee. And I would like to just expand that to other cemeteries where veterans are at rest across Western Mass in the state. So I guess I've become a real strong supporter and advocate for Wreaths Across America beyond my role with the Friends of the Agawam Cemetery.
Of course. But Paul, how do people hearing this conversation make a contribution to your organization to help you attain the wreaths that you still require?
Okay, there's two easy ways to do that. One, that the Friends has a webpage, and that is agawamfriends.org, which is pretty simple. Just type that in, and right on our startup page is a place that you can click on sponsor REITs, and that brings you to the REITs Across America page for our group. Now, for the Agawam Cemetery, there are some 17 different sponsorship groups that have signed up for REITs Across America, so somebody could sponsor their REIT through any one of those. Mm-hmm. The difference between the Friends and any of the others, each of us can receive $5 back for each $15 sponsorship. And so that $5 comes back to our nonprofit organization whose mission is supporting the Agawam Cemetery. So we say that we're the only organization that returns 100% of our proceeds from REITs Across America goes back in, is reinvested in that cemetery. If people are computer savvy, you know, again, that's agawamfriends.org. But if they want to just mail in a check, we have a post office box, so it would be just Friends of the Agawam Cemetery would be a sufficient address. And the post office box number is 739 in Chicopee with a zip code of 01021. Or they can purchase or sponsor REIT through us, and if they just wanted to make a donation to our organization, they could make the check out to the Friends of the Cemetery. But sponsoring REIT is a way to ensure that, again, our veterans, you know, have a REIT at that cemetery.
Good. I'm glad you said that if they want to do something independent of the REIT program, they can still make a contribution. Well, Paul, that's a lot of good information, and what you're doing is, I can hurl superlatives all day, but it's a noble cause, and I'm very glad that you're doing it, and I'm glad to lend our support to it here at Pioneer Valley Radio. And Paul Garavani, president of the Friends of the Veterans Memorial Cemetery at Agawam, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
And thank you, Paul. And thanks for being with us on our program. Our next new show, Thursday, tomorrow, up online and available to you during the day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.